بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. Today is the day of Jumu'ah, and we explained various aspects that a person should engage in, sunnats and good deeds that a person can do on a Friday. Last week we spoke about visiting the graveyard and the tremendous benefits for visiting the graveyard. If we visit the graveyard, it will be a reminder of mawt for ourselves, that one day we are going to leave everything behind and we are going to be put in that sand. We don't know if we are walking past that place in the graveyard where my qabr is going to be. Who is going to bath me? Who is going to do my ghusl, put my kafan on? Who is going to perform my janazah? Where is all this going to take place? So a person can think about that when he goes to the graveyard. He thinks about mawt. He thinks about a life after death, the reality of this world, what will be left for him to take, and how should he prepare. The intelligent person, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, is that person that prepares for the life after this life. So here are some incidents regarding the graveyard, visiting the graves and sending rewards for the people and the inmates of the grave. Salih Murri rahmatullahi says that once on a Friday night, well before dawn, he left his home to read salah at the Jamia Masjid, and he came to a graveyard where he sat down beside the grave. Since it was still early for salah and he dozed off, he saw in his dream that all the graves had opened up and the dead came out. They were all happily talking to each other, and among them was a man with dirty clothes, a young man with dirty clothes, looking sad, who sat away from the others. After a short while, many angels came down from the sky carrying trays covered with shining handkerchiefs. They gave a tray to each person who returned to his grave with the tray. When all had gone, the lonely person also got up to enter his grave, but without any tray. The dreaming person came to him and asked him why he was so sad and what those trays were. He replied that the trays contained the presents which the living had sent to their dead relatives. As for him, he had no one living except his mother to send him anything, but she had remarried and was too busy with her new husband and never thought of him. The son gave him the address of his mum. The next morning, Salih rahmatullahi alayhi went to the young man's mother and told her about the dream. The woman said that certainly the young man was her son and most dear to her, and she had carried him in her lap. The woman gave Salih rahmatullahi alayhi 1,000 dirhams and asked him to give that money as sadaqah for her son, who certainly was the coolness of her eyes, and she promised never to forget to make dua for him and give sadaqah on his behalf. Salih rahmatullahi alayhi says that he once again had the same dream with the same gathering of people in the graveyard. This time the young man was dressed in good clothes and looked very happy. He came running to him and said, "May Allah Ta'ala bless you." Therefore, we shouldn't forget the deceased. Definitely, the rewards that we send for them, it does reach them. And for us to make an investment before we go, in case people forget about us, what is that investment? Sadaqah Jariyah. Build a masjid, build a spring or a well, teach someone, and inshallah, after we are gone, all those good deeds and that benefit will continue, then we will get the reward for that. Allah Ta'ala give us to